So we're doing Rav Chalap Razili. We're discussing Torah, and our topic is Amal Torah Shebal Peh. Amal, the work on the oral Torah, Talmud, Mishnah. Rav Chalap says, Amal ala Torah Shebal Peh, the work, the toil we have to invest to learn Torah Shebal Peh, hu tachlit leatzmo, is an end, it's not a means. There's a goal, to work on Torah. And to work on Torah is not the written Torah, it's the oral Torah. And it's part of the process one has to undergo in order to understand, in order to attain Torah. You have to work on it. And Torah Shebal Peh is where you work. Why is it that we don't feel like it? We don't want to work hard on learning Talmud. Says Rav Chalap, it's because we don't understand its greatness. We don't understand that the work is a part of the order of growth in Torah. There's no other way. You want to know the system, you want to know how to get there, you got to go through that. People want to skip it. Right? How many people say, I wish I could buy a computer chip, put it into my head, and I know Shas. And that's why people suffer. Because if you want to get depth and you want to understand, you have to work according to the order. And the order is there must be a lot of work and toil to get to Rashi Be'al Peh. When you understand that that's the only way, that's the system, so then you can tone down the feelings that are anti. We all feel like, I don't want to work hard. Why can't it be easy? Why is learning Gemara so hard? When you understand that that hardship is a part, there's no other way to grow in Torah, so then at least it softens the blow. Then you can say, okay, I'm going to have to work hard. It also softens the difficulty in the taste. It's not fun. It's not fun to learn one line of Talmud over and over again, or to learn 3 lines or 5 lines. But when you realize, no, I'm moving forward, this is the way, there's no other way, so then you can be happy with it. Ha'am olchim b'choshech, the Navi says, the nation who is going in darkness, ra'u ol gadol, they can see a great light. That's the people, says the Medrash Tanchuma, the people who master Talmud, they see the great light. Says Rav Chalap, that's people who are willing to invest the work in Torah Shebal Peh. If you're willing, if you want to grow in Torah, then you need to do it through Torah Shebal Peh. It needs to be work, and you have to realize that the work is an end, it's not a means. There has to be work on Torah Shebal Peh. It's part of the system. I remember when I left high school, so I thought, now I'm going to be able to learn. Okay, I tried, and I had a lot of hardships. And then, at one point, when I had to leave Israel, I had problems staying here as a katin chozer. And I came back to the United States. I went to a certain yeshiva, and I decided I'm going to learn tractate brachos. I'm going to try to master tractate brachos. So I started reading. And this was when Art Scroll was still starting out. There weren't so many Art Scroll Gemaras around. Art Scroll hadn't yet finished the Shas even. They didn't have the Hebrew Art Scroll yet. We're talking a few years ago. So maybe before some of you were born. I'm not that old, but they are that young. We're talking about 20... I don't know how many years ago. Okay. I don't know. Whatever. So, at any rate, I worked all day, all afternoon, all night, on learning Gemara Brachos. One Gemara. And I thought I could learn Gemara Rashi Tosfos, and I couldn't. I decided, after a period, that I have to finish the Masechta Gemara Rashi, and then I'll go back and learn Gemara Rashi Tosfos. So I worked. And working all day and all night, the best I can do, meaning I worked all my waking hours, the best I can do was learn an Amar a day. And I'm working many hours during the day. And the best I could do was to cover one side of a page. Okay, but I'm working as much as I can, right? All my waking hours were invested in that. And by the time I reached halfway through the Masechta, I was able to do a whole page a day. And by the time I ended the Masechet, I was doing a page and a half a day. And then I decided I have to review the Masechet, and now I'll do it Gemara Rashi. Tosfos didn't work. So I did another round, Gemara Rashi. But by this time, I was already doing maybe two and a half pages a day. And by the end of the year, I was already doing Gemara Rashi Tosfos between one side of the page or two sides of the page a day. But when I started out, it was really slow going. Now, this is after years of learning. This wasn't, I was fresh off the boat, fresh into Mechon Meir. I went to an Orthodox elementary school, high school, and I had 1 year in yeshiva under my belt. And still, it took a long time to get to the point where I can actually start moving at a pace with Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. And it's a skill that takes time and investment to develop. I'm sharing it with you because no one said it to me. And when I started out, it was very frustrating to me. I thought I had the background, this should work. And it didn't. And then I realized, no, it's a good idea to finish a tractate Gemara Rashi first before I start working on Gemara Rashi and then Tosfos. To finish it maybe once, twice, maybe more. And no one told me that good advice that you can review before you finish. You can do like Rav Neventhal does. Learn one page, 2 pages, 5 pages, but whatever you learn in a day, review it a few times that day. That's amazing advice. The first time you read something, you're barely understanding what you're reading. You barely know how to break up the page. The second time you understand a little bit more, by the third or fourth or fifth time, you're starting to understand. You can actually review what you're reading. And that's how it starts going in here. Is it hard? It's very hard. But like Rav Chalap says, we have to realize this is the way. There's no other way. There's no shortcuts. That's the way to work. So may we all continue growing together. Be'ezat Hashem.